cost the same.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that people don't like about DC, and one of the things I like, you know, I found, because I just, in my own little prejudice, ecological niche, I guess, I just figured Washington, DC out. Because all these weirdos running around, you know, people running around, and people say, hey man, don't go out in the street, somebody's gonna mug you, you know. Don't go out after dark, you're gonna get shot. Don't do this. I say, man, for crying out loud. If I die, I just die. I'm going out here and see what's going on. So anyway, I would go out in the streets and see people. I would go through the parks, whatever, and people would walk up and start talking to me, you know. People are so lonely. Yes, when somebody to talk to, you know, people go out and sit on a bench and read a paper, somebody, some guy walk up to you, start talking about the state of affairs, you know, and what's Kissinger doing. Didn't they do Nixon bad? I said, yeah, they did him bad. They had railroaded him. You know, I just hated to see the boy get treated like that, you know. All that little stuff, yeah. But everybody's weird, you know. Everybody wants to get close, but they are afraid.
You're saying this is people in general or just people in D.C.?
People in D.C. I found, you know, you have everything is sort of, I guess, what's the word, superficial? Maybe. But one of my own little things, I told some guys this last week, and they all laughed. So I just figured out that what somebody did in Washington. You may not want this on your tape. What somebody did in Washington was to figure out that there were so many weirdos. There were so many crazy folks walking around in the streets. So what they did, I took it upon myself. I don't know, I can't recall what this hospital is, where they put people who are mentally deranged and this kind of thing. So I decided that after I started working on this theory, I went over there one day and I just walked around. So I was very impressed, you know. So I figured that wasn't nobody in that place crazy as patients. So what somebody did was pass the law and say, okay, there are more fools and crazy folks in Washington, D.C. than there are people with good sense. So what we're going to do is take up all the sane folks and put them in the crazy house. And let all the fools walk the street. That has got to be the only thing I can figure out about Washington, D.C. So I just, anybody I see, I've already figured he's crazy. He's crazy, man. People riding the bus, man. The bus driver, you know. Anything. Cab drivers, crazy. Bus drivers, everybody's crazy. People walking up and down the street, crazy. Walking down the street, shooting, you know, anything. Yeah, and but the only thing that really interested, another thing that interested me was that there were no everyday people in Washington, D.C. I didn't see them, you know. Everybody I saw was a doctor of this, and he was an assistant to that. He had a PhD in this, and every person I saw, I never meet no normal black folks. Every black person I met was a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. So he was from Africa, his daddy was a prince of some tribe, you know, this type thing. And I was sitting out talking, I said, hey man, I said, man, where are the people that sweep the streets and wait on tables and things? You know, where are the normal people, you know? People living this. So that's my analogy of Washington, D.C.
They're probably import people in from other states to wait on their tables.
They do. Everybody who works in the restaurants are foreigners. Italians, you know, Armenians.
I have seen that.
People from, not Nigeria, another African country, up in the northern part.